Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as if you want to mean scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got some important information to share with you today. I got 3 points that I want to highlight. We're going to have our friend up Carlos Lopez up on the program with us in just a couple minutes here. But before I get to that, I do want to let you know that all of this is distraction by design concerning Israel and Hamas. I've shared with you, friends, that they're funding both sides of the war, the American government is, and we know who's pushing the war drum and driving the war drum. Nobody more than the CIA, who John Stockton, former CIA agent, declared that the purpose is to create hate and to destabilize nations. And I'm going to show you that during this distraction with Israel and Hamas, just like I've always told you, folks, when they always distract you from what's important, understand whatever they're showing you, that's all you have to look to is the other direction to find out what they're trying to distract you from. Israel and Hamas is not the issue. The issue is you, America, you're under attack. You're being invaded right now, and we're going to be covering that in just a couple minutes. Before we do that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Top left side of the page, go ahead and subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Stick to the topic. I'm going to change it up 3 times. Yesterday, I said we're going to be talking about something in particular today. I got to move it aside for what is being talked about today because it is this important. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, you know, I was contemplating before getting up on the show here as to how the Lord has had us, Romans 8:14, how he's had us on 28:43 of Deuteronomy, warning of an invasion for folks for 20 years. And it's like a lot of times a guy like me has to ask the question, okay, Lord, why do we keep talking about this? Why do we keep covering this? And now we understand as it comes into full bloom, as things are now beginning to pop their heads out, metaphorically speaking, or as we see things on the horizon, we can literally see them invading America in a massive, massive scale. So, going back to what I just wanted to say concerning those that are continuously spewing out the lies and the propaganda narrative coming through the CIA, I want you to understand this, friends, that they are the ones, William J. Casey, who they found at the bottom of a lake because he was expendable. Remember this? He was the guy that said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything that the American public believes is false. Now, we've also had Dr. Uthcott from Germany, who used to play the game as one of the useful idiots under the dictates of the teleprompters fed into by the CIA-controlled narrative, that came out and told us that everything that is told to the people is a lie. They're taught to lie. They're taught to lie to the people. And interestingly enough, he comes out, does an expose on the lies of the CIA and their lies through the propaganda narrative and all the mainstream media's useful idiots, the talking heads that are getting paid millions of dollars. He had shared with us, friends, that they all know what they're doing and they're all taught to lie to the people. Now, in saying that, a year and a half later, after he writes a book exposing the CIA, he mysteriously dies. So we understand that we're onto something there as well, right? And that is more of a not a suspicion or under suspect, or is it speculative? We know that we're onto something because they only kill or they only ignore or censor people that tell you the truth. We know that is a fact here. So I want to show you something. I want to go over to Canada real quick to just kind of give you a little taste of how the mainstream media on a global basis is in force. This particular guy named Paulie Vieira, I believe he's running for some office there in Canada. I want to show you how this works, friends, how the media is doing their best to setting the narrative without even asking the questions. And the best way to do it is like the Lord. What the Lord did is he always put a question so that there was no gainsay. I want you to check this guy out and see how he handles the media.
A number of your own comments and actions have been characterized as dog whistling to
by
the
who?
Far right.
By who?
By a number of
by
different,
who?
But I think it's been
by
characterized
who?
By that way. But
by
are you trying to
sorry.
Court? Are you trying to court
to clarify,
the far right?
Sorry, I just need to clarify. By who?
By a number of different experts.
You can tell she's nervous.
The experts.
Who work in this? Okay, well, I think
right.
It's been established that
right.
this is a concern. Are you trying to court the far right vote?
Who are these experts? You say that there are experts who are saying this. Who are they?
My question is, are you trying to court the
sorry,
far right vote?
I'm sorry. Your question seems to be based on a false premise. You can't even tell me who these experts are. It sounds like it's just a CBC smear job. Thank you.
But what about the question about whether
the answer is that I have a common sense agenda to axe the carbon tax, bring home powerful paychecks, clear the way to build affordable homes to put those put people in housing that they can afford. That is a common sense mainstream Canadian agenda, and I know that Justin Trudeau's supporters are so desperate to distract from that because his political career is falling apart. So we're seeing an attempt here to distract and protect Justin Trudeau from his extremely...
It's exactly what they do, friends. The little watchdogs, what they do is they begin to attack in hopes that you don't understand the power of polarization. I also wanted to show you another one here, friends, where he's actually confronting another reporter with speculative questions, and he's just merely asking them to clarify where he's getting those questions from. Look at this one.
On the topic, I mean, in terms of your sort of strategy currently, you're obviously taking the populist pathway.
What does that mean?
Well, appealing to people's more emotional levels, I would guess.
Certainly you tap
very strong ideological language quite frequently.
It only goes to show you that the narrative is set when he asks them a question because they don't know how to answer
that,
it.
Right wing, they know. I mean, it's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left
but
or right.
Anyways, a lot
I
of
don't
people,
really believe in that.
Okay. A lot of people would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump book.
Like which people would say that?
Well, I'm sure a great many Canadians, but...
Like who?
I don't know who, but...
It only goes to show you they're just driving a set narrative, friends, and when the questions are asked, to clarify the questions that are being asked, you already know that they're pre-scripted and pre-planned questions. They don't know how to answer them, friends. This is how your media operates. You need to begin to lay the burden of proof on them when it comes to their questions. That's how it works, just like it worked for this guy. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back with our new friend, Carlos. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just wanted to pull up a new friend of ours. I was actually in St. Louis, Missouri last week, and we did an event there, and I had this young guy come up to me, Carlos, as you can see him on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And Carlos had come up to me, and he seemed like somebody that was willing to kind of stick his neck out there for the people. And, of course, we're always looking for these guys that are willing to do so because they're very hard to find. Well, Carlos just happened to be one of them, and so without further ado, I want to go ahead and give him a bit of an intro. His name is Carlos Lopez Jr. He's the owner of Two Pillars Asset Management, a firm that specializes in pro-USA investing based out of Dallas, Texas. And I'll tell you what, folks, we had a conversation just a couple days ago, and I had told him, Carlos, we don't need to talk anymore. Let's just get you up on the radio and go ahead and share away concerning the information that you are beginning to detect as to what's taking place in the institutions in which he works, as to where they're attacking the American people. So without further ado, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Carlos. I appreciate you, and thank you for jumping on with us, my friend.
Well, thank you, Bradley, for having me on. I do really appreciate this opportunity. It's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Amen. Carlos, we were talking, I believe it was on Friday. Maybe it was a couple days before that, a couple days after that, but I recollect Friday for some reason. And you began to share with me some of the information concerning the download that's taking place, the gleaning, the suppression, the censorship, the ostracization of certain people that didn't go along to get along within that institution. And we had brought up the name Bedrock, and you brought up some other names. Could you kind of let everybody know concerning what is taking place inside of these institutions, the information that you shared with me, please?
Yes, I will. We were talking about BlackRock. The others like them would be a Vanguard or a State Street, those types of institutions. But, you know, we're seeing across the board more and more willingness from our corporations to cancel either employees and or clients who are of a certain worldview. And if you're not following their narrative, which I appreciate you speaking much about here today, then the propensity for you to, let's say, have your account canceled out or your funds frozen or just, you know, refusal of service because you can, you know, you maintain a conservative worldview. So that is something I'm just seeing across the board as we research companies and determine how to avoid them in our investment portfolios that we customize here for our clients.
Okay, so in saying that, can you give us a couple examples? Let's say I don't go on along or hand in glove with the sodomite agenda, the gay agenda. How am I going to be treated in that institution today?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're, for instance, an employee and you are, giving to your church, let's say, through donations, companies like that will not match your religious donations, but they will, for instance, go ahead and match donations to those types of agendas, the LGBTQ community and et cetera. So you're seeing just blatant bias in that regard.
Okay, so what you're telling me, though, Carlos, is they're willing to discriminate unlawfully against the very people that are there to maintain the very laws through common law in our governmental institutions. If I agree with that in upholding the laws and condemning the crime, Roman 3:20, then they're going to ostracize me in an unlawful manner, being discriminatory and subversive to our ways of life in this country? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, as investors and as consumers. Again, I'm talking about public corporations that we're investing in and that we are inadvertently funding our own demise.
That's right.
And that's really the narrative that I think caught both of our attention as I was sitting there listening to you in St. Louis and just appreciated the exhortation to godly living. And I just see more and more often, and here's my concern, is that I believe a key narrative is missing from the freedom movement. We kind of dance around it with the, follow the money, and, we're trying to understand, what's happening with central banks and et cetera. But what we've got to do is just stop funding our own demise. It's just that simple. We're investing in companies that hate our worldview, and they're using theirs to destroy our country by way of the corporate boardroom. Basically, what they can't get done on Capitol Hill, they're getting done in the corporate boardroom through things known as ESG, environmental social governance. Okay, these are Marxist policies disguised as virtues, signaling that these companies are signing up for, that we inadvertently end up buying through a mutual fund or an ETF or a 401k retirement plan. They're using the voting power that's represented in that, and they're voting in these Marxist policies, things like CRT or DIA office or DEI officers or having studies to reduce carbon footprints, all things that to us are social warrior causes and not good core competencies and a focus of a company that should just be focused on making good things. We're asking that people learn about that process, educate themselves, find alternatives to vote, and keep the Marxists out of the boardrooms and their policies out of the boardrooms so that we're not seeing these companies cancel our fellow Americans. That's really the crux of it.
Okay, so are you aware of the social credit system that China has set up? It's a system where it ranks citizens and punishes them with throttled internet speeds and flight bans if the Communist Party deems them unworthy. Is this what you're seeing in play here in America under the guise of other institutions?
I am familiar with that, and yes, I do see that, especially through corporate rankings. Okay, there's a coveted score that most of these will have. That's issued by the Human Rights Campaign. something known as the Corporate Equality Index, and these companies are striving for a perfect 100 score. That means you're fully aligned with that agenda. And when you're not, it's my understanding, you might have difficult borrowing terms or difficult business dealings when you're not. But you're certainly, you know, considered, you know, a pariah, if you will, if you're not scoring perfectly. And in my research and analysis, I see them falling over themselves. It's a constant thing to get that 100 score. Good indicator for me that if I see a company scoring highly like that, that most likely they are woke. That CEO most likely will belong to the CEO roundtable, which is a woke organization pushing these types of things. So yes, very much familiar with that. And I'm seeing that's the way that, like I said, they're controlling the companies through that scoring system.
Okay, and so what we're also seeing then, Carlos, is them redefining free speech into being subversive, and if you're not subversive, then they can go ahead and squelch your free speech through censorship illegally and unlawfully. Is that correct?
Correct, that's correct.
And we're seeing that in big tech companies as well. And I'm playing along with you. I do understand what you're telling us, but you do have an insight firsthand giving testimonials as what you are seeing in the boardrooms across the country. You had said something about how we have to get out of this. How do we get out of this? Let's equip the people there.
Absolutely. It's simple. Divest. Just divest. Get, in other words, sell those stocks, those mutual funds, those ETFs. Get out of them. Contact your financial advisors and ask them to, you know, remove those types of companies. There are tools out there that can help financial advisors learn what's in a portfolio and find alternatives, especially alternatives with a Christian worldview that are promoting things like liberty, you know, personal liberty and national security and traditional American values, God, family, country. There's a couple of organizations that I can mention later to help do that. But you need to divest. That's the simplest thing. Take the vote away from them. Don't let them use your vote against you. They're assuming that that's what you want. They're assuming you agree with their worldview. Take the vote back by divesting. That's one way. The second way, if you're going to stick around for whatever reason, you have no other choice, you got to stay in that particular company or mutual fund or whatever, then you know what? Educate yourself. Again, there are tools out there in the world that can help you understand what these policies are about. And you can vote against it. You have a responsibility as a stock owner. You are participating in the revenues and business activities as a stockholder. It's a form of voting. Learn how to vote like you would at the ballot box any way you can and push back. Some people prefer to do that. They want to engage. They want to fight that way. Let me put this arrow in your quiver. I just gave you a new tool to fight this battle. And that's what I mean in the freedom movement. We got to bring this part into the narrative that we can fight back in our stock portfolios as well.
I have 1 minute, Carlos. Go ahead and share people your information. What is your URL? How do people get equipped in such a fashion? Go ahead and drive them to your URL, if you would.
Sure. Just a quick legal matter, my disclosure. Advisory services are offered through Jacob and Boaz Asset Management, LLC. We do business as Two Pillars Asset Management, or Two Pillars. We're a registered investment advisor in the states of Texas and California. Two Pillars is not endorsed by any government agency, and we're not engaged in the practice of law or tax advice. My website is simple. It's www.twopillars.financial, spelled out T-W-O, pillars.financial.
Perfect timing. I totally appreciate it, Carlos. I will call you after the show, my friend, and we will connect from there. Again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your information. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, friends, we're going to be right back. I got some important information and videos I need to play for you so you understand what is in fact happening while you're being distracted by this little play out through Israel and Hamas. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke at a hearing where he was questioned by Republican Senator Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley joining Fox News, where he accused Mayorkas of lying. FBI Director Christopher Wray has emphasized that the threat of terrorism in the U.S. has escalated to a whole other level in the aftermath of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel. The Israeli military has stated that they are escalating their ground invasion in Gaza. They reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. Donald Trump Jr. expected to take the stand today in defense of his father and the Trump Organization's $250 million civil fraud trial. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got a couple things. So this is point two. I wanted to show you as to what is in fact going on through corporations. You just heard from our friends from Texas, Carlos Lopez Jr., and he was highlighting the fact that you're seeing the beginning of a social credit system here in America. And it's all dictated by the same corporations. That makes it a corporate state. That makes it a fascist state. This means the government is working hand in glove, not just with big corporations and Hollywood and the mainstream media. They're trying to drive a narrative down your throat by force. Read Micah 6:16 when you get a moment. We need to resist this, friends, and see what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to stop that resistance and suppress that resistance by bringing illegals into this country. I'm going to get to that in just one moment. The second point, and I'm not putting salt on your tongue on purpose to hold or withhold. I'm just simply trying to show you I got two more things that I need to share with you that are vitally important. Again, share this with your friends. The next video that I'm going to show you, audio that I'm going to play for you, is a doctor in the United States of America. He appeared on Megyn Kelly's show. Every once in a while, friends, they blurt the truth out in their confusion, I guess. But with that said, he begins to share with the people the devastation and how he points out the fact that there's nothing good within the vaccines is going to cause quite a stir. Now, I don't know why the American people or people on a worldwide basis have to suffer the abuse to such an extent, but they do. They don't listen to prevention is better than cure. They don't listen to the Lord until they see the damage. And then what they do is they get mad at the Lord. As a matter of fact, on social media platforms right now, I'm seeing tons of pictures pulled up with people laying on a bed and it says vaccine injured. Are you guys seeing these? This is insane. And one of the things that this doctor brings up, and I'm going to play this for you in just a second, why isn't this getting more coverage? Because of all the illegal censorship going on in this country. This is what I'm trying to make you aware of, friends. Free speech means free speech. It doesn't mean you can be subversive. Remember what Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. They're breaking the law, but these lawbreakers are the ones suppressing our lawful speech. And it must stop because it is our bulwark concerning our liberties. That goes, we're going to be led as sheep to the slaughter, said Washington. That's how important free speech is, friends. They want to drive one narrative. They don't want any opposition. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that, friends, these globalists, as they like to be called, are calling for the arrest of conspiracy theorists. Really, is it a theory now, friends? Concerning the experimental jabs, can anybody deny what's going on? We were just talking about an actor yesterday from Friends who had a shirt on. He was selling shirts for the WHO. And he said, on the shirt it said, I can't be any more vaccinated than I already am. And then he dies and they don't highlight the fact that he died from the experimental jab. No, they throw it off as some, then in this particular case, try to distract you by getting your eyes off of how he really did die into believing or speculating that he died from a different way or an unknown cause. And the people drink it in. My goodness, folks, to follow the truth is not, it's not difficult. It really is not difficult to stay on that path as long as you keep your eyes fixed on the Christ, who is the bread of life, John 6:35, John 14:6 as well. Now, I want to go ahead and play this for you. It really does agitate me to no end what the people on this planet continuously put up with in the face of a few. And I'm talking about billions of people. And instead of taking corruption by the scruff of the neck and bringing lawful judgment unto them, they just sit back and suffer the abuse. You can even read that concerning the Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers told us the same thing. People allow the suffrage. They allow the abuse. Folks, this abuse here and what's happening in our present age is death. They're trying to get as rid of as many people as they possibly can. Don't ask me, ask them. They're the ones telling you what they're doing. And their actions definitely speak a lot louder than their words, do they not? Yep, they do. So let's go ahead and check this doctor out on Megyn Kelly's show and listen carefully as to what he has to say.
Smile, it's no big deal. It's self-limited, blah, blah. Look, in my world, throughout my entire career, 40-year career, myocarditis is a medical emergency. It's a dire problem. A publication just came out 5 days ago in Circulation, a major cardiology journal. An excellent study, and it showed, it took my breath away. I didn't know why it wasn't headline news. It's a large study.
I didn't know why it wasn't headline news.
Half of the young males that got myocarditis had permanent heart damage.
Yep.
Permanent. That means that we don't know what percentage are going to be disabled by this as they get older, are going to develop heart failure, or going to need
cardiac. This is all from the experimental jabs.
Oh, it's breathtaking.
Listen carefully as to what he says.
It's a big headline. I've sort of centered around a little bit because I don't understand why people aren't reacting to it.
Did you hear what he said? I don't understand why the people are not reacting to this. I guarantee you there's people peppered all throughout the United States of America that have lost loved ones to the experimental jab. I agree with this man, his assessment, 100%. I still don't know why people have not reacted to this. This is what I'm talking about, allowing the suffrage and allowing them to re-engage for another day, another assault, and another created crisis. Because it's coming, Jeremiah 11:9, read it.
Nothing. So the risk is, so the vaccine is all risk.
The vaccine, he said, was all risk. It's causing heart damage to those that make it through that stage. Okay? Listen carefully. This is information that's coming out. This is brand new. It's taken these people 3 years to call it for what it is. But this is what you need to hear. This is important, and this is, to me, exactly what we're looking for.
Pushing. And I think, put your legal hand
listen carefully,
second, that universities are going to be in big trouble for having mandated young people to get that vaccine. Because people are going to get sick, and they're going to have long-term consequences, and they should sue those schools for having forced them to take a medical intervention.
Okay, but now, in spite of what he just said, the universities are going to be in trouble. Those young people that were forced to take the shot, I'm here to tell you that they were never forced to take the shot lawfully. They can go ahead and listen to the administration all that they want to. But there was never a law that was referenced in forcing anybody to take this experimental shot. Now, you all know that last week I highlighted the fact that Biden is denying all of this. And it's honestly, guys, it sickens me to the core that people don't think any further than what they do. Isn't it interesting that Biden's being accused of opening the curtains to the plandemic, Operation Warp Drive, when in fact it was, and there's no difference, by the way, they're both criminal. It was Donald Trump, but everybody talks around Donald Trump. He calls himself the father of the vaccine. He's still kicking the trail, the presidential campaign trail, friends, telling people to get their shots, and the people boo him. How come the mainstream media is not highlighting that? Because they don't want you to see that. Because, friends, what you need to understand, these are, in fact, the same people that gave him cover every step of the way in reporting to you the opposite of what, in fact, he was doing in reality, the tangibility of the fruit. And we're to judge him by that fruit. They were giving him cover every step of the way. Okay, but folks, Biden, yeah, he's treasonous Joe. We all know him, Article 3, Section 3. Yeah, we know that he's a criminal. Nobody's denying any of that. But the fact of the matter is Donald Trump is the one that opened the curtain to Anthony Fauci, a repeat criminal. A repeat criminal. And he's proud. Go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go online. Push in Donald Trump, claims to be the father of the vaccine, and that he is proud to be the father of the vaccine. How many people have now been murdered by those experimental jabs? Oh, and don't get me wrong, murdered. But why it has taken the American people and people on a worldwide platform to sit back and allow it to go this far, and their bold move and their bold initiative is to post a picture of themselves saying, I'm vaccine injured. Really? Oh, my goodness. This, folks, this is insane. What's happening here? It truly is, to say the least. I wanted to show you another portion of this video, friends, and it highlights an individual that was pushing forward. Scott Galloway is his name, and he's going to tell you a story, but I got to be careful because he's got a rotten mouth. But he's broken for being, and he's repentant of being one of those guys that was pushing forward this narrative. And I'm going to go ahead and play this for you really quick before the next break, because I want to make my third point after this break. His name is Scott Galloway, professor, New York University Stern School of Business. Listen carefully as to what he says, and I only can let him go so far because of his swearing, okay?
During COVID, I wanted a harsher lockdown policy, and in retrospect, I was wrong.
He was wrong.
The damage to kids of keeping them out of school longer was greater than the risks. But here's the bottom line. Myself, our great people at the CDC, I'd like to thank the governor, we were all operating with imperfect information, and we would do...
Wait a second. So he's talking, Scott Galloway here is talking about the imperfect information. They were all operating through imperfect information. Look at me. On social media platforms, baloney. They forced you, in spite of the Constitution, in stark contrast to the Constitution of the United States, they forced you, and it was all premised on fear, by the way, Because in me and my row, and my friends, and the people that I know across the country, we stood up against all of this nonsense. Why? Because we seen that they did not have the delegated or lawful authority in doing so in the first place. So all those people that just went and took the shot out of fear, they feared man, not God. But here's the bottom line, friends. Every single one of them that pushed the narrative needs to be held accountable for driving the narrative that has murdered millions on this planet, regardless of the misinformation or the limited information they had. All the more they should be held accountable for pushing something that they weren't sure of. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, third point coming up on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elko, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand. And divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. I want to show you the third point. But before I do that, I want to have you listen to what our forefathers taught us. Okay? Their posterity. Those men fought blood and died to give us what we have today. And the miracle of all of it is that less than 3% of the population, 13 colonies and 56 men, called upon, they made an appeal to heaven. That was one of the flags. The other one was no king but King Jesus. They made an appeal to heaven, and less than 3% of the population was used to establish what we have today. Now there's over 329.5 million people in this country that are under the curse, the judgments of God. Read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15. Those are the blessings. 15 through 55 are the curses. Look at the specifics and the specificities of God's judgments upon this nation, in particular Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, concerning the illegals that will be made the head and you'll be made the tail. Listen carefully. Listen to what our forefathers and why it is they wrote the Declaration of Independence. One more point. Three-quarters of the documentation of the Declaration of Independence is our forefathers and what they wouldn't tolerate concerning corruption within their government. That's why they said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Okay? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Also read Romans 12, 20, 21 when you get a moment. Listen to this. This is the Declaration of Independence, and then I'm going to play this video for you. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, under God, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. We have a representative government. They work for us. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, we're seeing this today, it is the right, the God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute new government, laying foundations on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect what? Their safety and their happiness. Then they say, prudence indeed will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experiences has shown, listen, that mankind are more disposed to suffer, which evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, assuming authority that was never given to it, pursuing invariably the same object, invents a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, that's their end aim, it is your right, our forefathers said, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. This is what our forefathers did. They didn't ask us to do something that they themselves were unwilling to do. They did it first. They led by example, Hebrews 13:7. And they're telling their posterity, me and you, that if corruption begins to do what they did in our time, then this is what you're supposed to do with them. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution, said Lincoln. That's what I'm saying here. We need reformation, folks. And what they're doing, or they're allowed to do by the American people, is what is bringing the suffrage upon us, is our tolerance. And the American people sitting back and allowing them to drive this narrative that is subversive to American government. So far as this. I changed the whole show today because this came to my attention from one of my friends that cares enough about the country to actually convey it over to me so I can convey it to you. Well, you're being distracted by Israel and Hamas, and folks, they always have some sort of crisis to keep your attention. How do you sell tickets to a fight? You promote the contenders. It's what they do all the time. And what does it ever come to? That's what you need to ask yourself. What does it ever come to? All these scandals in government, we hear about them, but are they ever brought to justice? No! It's all scripted. It's all pre-scripted, pre-planned. Remember what Roosevelt said, there's nothing in politics that's not first planned. He said that in the 30s. How much more today? All of that which is going on over there, and I shared with those that tuned in to me at the offset of the show today, and I told them Israel and Hamas, if you didn't know, they're being funded, both sides, by your government. They're using your money to fund war. This is nothing new. The CIA is driving the narrative of what? Hate? And to create and to stabilize nations. John Stockton, former CIA. I have a friend, Kevin Shipp, who is former CIA, who's suing the CIA for what they're guilty of. Okay? So, folks, while you're being distracted with that, I want you to see this. I don't know Steve Bannon. I have not had the opportunity to meet him. I can't form an opinion about him. But this video that came to me, this was Steve's show. It's called The Real America's Voice. He's got a man on scene, a set of journalists, a reporter, a real one, with video behind him showing you how you are being invaded right now as we speak. And I had said, when this whole Israeli-Hamas confrontation came up, I said, keep your eyes on what's going on here, because as they're trying to distract you, they want you to believe that there's only war over in other countries when in fact you're the ones that are under attack. I say it all the time because it's exactly the warfare that these people are allowed to wage against the American people. So I'm going to play this video, and I want you to understand, friends, please share this video. It's that important. We are being invaded. Okay? All those empty apartments, all those brand new condos and townhomes that you're seeing go up all over the place, who are they for? With all the American people dying from the experimental jab, for those that took it, it wasn't a majority, it was a minority, putting it into perspective. But who are they for, friends? You ready for this? Here's Steve Bannon showing again. I don't know him. I just want to go ahead and tell you. I have not had the opportunity in meeting him, but he did a great job on this piece, and I want to share it with you. This is what's going on brand new today.
To Oscar Blue Ramirez. Oscar, your reporting over the last couple of days has been shocking for the simple reason is the mainstream media is just obsessed with the borders in Ukraine and in Gaza. No mention of the invasion of our country. Give us an update, sir. You're on the march.
Yes, sir. We woke up today at 4 o'clock in the morning. We started walking. We already walked 15 kilometers with the migrant caravan that is around 6,000. There is still 6,000 that they're arriving to this particular place that is called Huixla. Right here is where they're going to stay to see if the authorities of Mexico are going to give them the permit to see if they can move to the northern borders. One of the stories, Steve, that I want to tell you is that what the Biden administration has done has incentivized the cartel to be more aggressive, to be more relentless, and to be more brutal. Migrant was telling us that as soon as he was coming in illegally from Guatemala to Mexico, he was kidnapped by the organized crime in Mexico, and they told him if they didn't pay $10,000 or an amount of a bribe, their organs were going to be extracted.
That's true.
That is what they're doing at the borders, and that has been openly incentivized. The organized crime knows, and the cartel knows about the open border policies of the Biden administration, and this is the disaster that they have created, and also the industry.
And this is heading towards America, friends. 8,000.
Hang on for a second. Oscar, explain to our audience, and if you're listening on radio, particularly our ever-expanding radio presence on the John Frederick Radio Network, this footage is unbelievable. What are we seeing right here?
We're seeing,
is this just the group you're with?
Yes. Today in the morning, it was another caravan that left from the south border of Tapachula. There's two small groups that they just left from Tapachula, one of them from 1,000, the other one from 1,500, and then this one that is 6,000. So adding all of them, it is close to 8,000 people.
8,000 people heading towards America right now. 99.9% are military-aged men.
Okay,
this is while they're distracting you with Israel and Hamas. You got to learn your enemy, friends.
They're possibly going to get the access to move to the United States.
They want access to move to the United States immediately. Why do they need them here so bad? Because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. And this is something that I've been sharing with the American people for 20 years. What is it that you don't get? All of this voting process going on and the bad guys are put in the people's White House, that has always been predicated on voter fraud. And there's nobody that can deny it. I don't care what the mainstream media says, friends. What do you think we're doing here? What do you think you have these grassroots individuals that are willing to lay it down to give you the information that's needed? What do you think they're doing that for? Do you think that they're doing that because they're making a lot of money? You're absolutely incorrect. We have to awaken each other, friends, to understand that we Americans are under siege. And why are we under siege? Read Deuteronomy 28:43. Read Deuteronomy 8:20-63. As the Lord rejoiced over us to do us good, he said, in disobedience to the people that disobeyed him, I will also rejoice over you to do you evil. And then he begins to pronounce the judgments. America needs to repent. That's the bottom line. That is absolutely the bottom line. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21. You need to repent. You need to read God's moral law, Exodus 20. You need to come to the conclusion that you have broken every single one of them. And let that drive you, that knowledge. Let the Holy Ghost convict you of your sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16:8, to bring you to a saving knowledge of Christ. Because he's the only one that can save this country. You're in it, America. What an opportunity you have to prove.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.